We've been looking at what do you do when there's not enough time for leadership development. And in the last session, we looked at fast action step number 2, how to create an annual plan to make time for what matters most. And in this session, I'm going to show you the next fast action step, how to create your best week ever using the Best Week Guide worksheet and tool to simplify your regular schedule. So we're looking at what do you do when there's not enough time for leadership development. Fast action step number 1 was take control of your schedule to help you with a mindset and the mind shift for managing your time and managing your focus. Fast action step number 2 was create an annual plan to help you get your most important people and events in place first so you can effectively plan the rest of your schedule to make time for what matters most. And it's important to do that, to do your annual plan before you try to tackle your weekly schedule, which is what we're going to look at in fast action step number 3, to draft your best week ever. Now take just a moment and download the session worksheet as well as the best week guide and template that's on this page. Your best week is the perfect week that you would live in a perfect world. When you're creating your best week, you have a choice. And to tell you the truth, you've already made the choice. You are either living and growing on purpose, proactively, according to a written plan, or you're living reactively. You're subject to the needs, the demands of your environment, of those people around you. It's either one or the other. You either manage your schedule accidentally, or you do it intentionally. And I've done both, and I can tell you from experience that it's far more fulfilling to live a life with purpose, knowing what is most important, and intentionally working toward it every single day. And although I've had very specific plans in place, I realized I also needed a tool to be more effective with my top priorities and my decision making. And the best time to make decisions is before they have to be made. Did you get that? The best time to make decisions is before they have to be made. And so I developed the Best Week tool and a worksheet to help you to make those decisions before they need to be made. I was first introduced to this concept by Michael Hyatt, and I love the way that he described this exercise when he did it. He said, designing your best week is similar to setting up your financial budget. The only difference is that you plan how you will spend your time rather than how you will spend your money. And like a financial budget, you spend it on paper first. My best week template, which I created in Microsoft Excel, it's the perfect week that I would live if I could control 100% of what happens in my life and work. Now, I want to say this. Just because you have a plan, you know this is true, just because you have a plan doesn't mean that you'll get it 100% right. What it does mean is that you'll get it right far more often than you would if you didn't have the plan. So I want you to take a second, download the worksheet, let's look at it together. So download the Best Week Guide and template, and let's look at that together real quickly. So on the worksheet, you'll see there's theme and focus areas. And these theme and focus areas are really important. When we were working on this session, my partner, Matt, he made this observation. He said, lack of focus, not lack of time, is often the problem. So these theme and focus areas serve as a guide for us as we get started. You'll notice that my daily themes are listed on the top row above the day of the week. And then I divided each day into 3 specific areas of focus, which are listed in the left column. So here are the themes. Monday is devoted to my team, one-on-one meetings, a staff meeting at lunch. Tuesday is spent on short-term planning and thinking. Wednesday is for meetings with key stakeholders or colleagues within my organization, those who have similar positions in other organizations. Thursday is an ad hoc day during which I schedule various requested meetings from other individuals. Friday is primarily spent on long-term planning, which includes reviewing my business vision, my business plan. And Saturday is for family time, personal chores, and activities. Then Sunday is for rest and for planning and preparation for the coming week. It's also the day that we go to church together as a family, if that's something that you do together with your family or your friends. And that's something that's just a part of our regular schedule. Now, my areas of focus for each day include the mornings are devoted to personal growth or self time. I mean, this is prime time for me when either my kids or my wife. Everybody else is asleep. They're not requesting any other time or attention or need anything from me. It's when I spend time reading or meditating or working out or writing. So the mornings are dedicated to me or to self. Then the bulk of the day is dedicated or devoted to my work and the work that I do throughout the day. And then the evenings are set aside for family time. And this is prime time for family. Occasionally, I will write in the evening depending on what the kids and my wife are doing. But I spend time with our children every single evening. I'm involved in my daughter's soccer. My son is now playing soccer and I coach his team along with all of his teammates. We also eat dinner together as a family every night unless I'm traveling. And at dinner, we talk about our days, the good and the bad. Then later, if I can get some margin, I'll usually spend a little time writing while the kids are preparing for bed and getting in bed. Now, you'll notice that I have blocked out margin time throughout the day, and I use that margin time for unexpected events or for processing notes from meetings. And the nature of my role requires that I plan for unforeseen events, and yours probably does too. And while you might not need as much margin or time as I do, in fact, you may require more, you need to plan for this unexpected time. Because if there's one thing that's expected in life, it's that we're going to have unexpected events come up in life. And so we need to be planning and preparing for the unexpected. Now, you'll also notice the shading in my plan. This was to help me get a snapshot of how I'm spending my time. A certain shading represents the goals or the priorities that are significant or important in my life and work. And so those are shaded a particular color. Those things that are not related to my goals are shaded a different color. And then planning activities are shaded a third color. So as you can see, you can customize your best week by using shading to identify the top priorities and top goals that you've identified for your life, your work, and your leadership. It was important for me to see how I was spending my time to ensure that I was spending sufficient time on the activities that were important to me. Now, as with any planning exercise, my best week in this tool is somewhat subjective. I found that placing bookends throughout the week has enabled me to gain more clarity, more focus, and more momentum in my personal life, in my interactions with other people, and with projects, and even in my planning time. Now it's your turn to map out your own best week. And to make it easy for you, again, you can use the link below to download the spreadsheet, the guide, and template, and customize it for yourself. It'll save you a ton of time not having to figure out how to set this up on your own. Once you've created your best week, I recommend testing it for a week or two. Tweak it where necessary. In fact, if you want, shoot me an email, post it in the community group. Let others in the group give feedback to you on what that looks like, and we'll be happy to do that for you. Then once you're comfortable with your best week, then you can plug the items from your best week right into your calendar. The same principle that we used in the annual plan, you can actually block out time on your calendar, just like we were talking about when we talked about your schedule in the first session. You can plug your best week right into your calendar, and this is the most important step if you're gonna make it work. Now here, I'm gonna show you a snapshot of what my calendar looks like on a typical week before I plug in any other specific meetings. So I gave my best week to my assistant. Once I completed it, once I tweaked it, once I used it, I gave it to her to simplify the management of my calendar. And you can do the same thing. You're busy just like me, and so everything's not gonna fit perfectly at first. The key is to get the important stuff in there, because developing your best week is gonna help you accomplish those things that are most important in your life and work. So to summarize, here's what you're gonna do. Number one, you're gonna draft your best week using the template as best you can, using the notes from this session. Number two, you're gonna print it and review it with your spouse or with a trusted mentor to see if they have recommendations. Again, feel free to email this to us. We'll be happy to take a look at it and give you feedback, let you know if you're on the right track. Number three, once you're comfortable with it, and once you're comfortable trying it out, then print a copy and carry it with you for a week or so, making notes on it so you can go back and make changes to it as needed. And then number five, make the changes on your electronic copy of your best week so you can finalize the draft and begin using it. So make sure you download the worksheet, make sure you download the tool and use it, complete the action steps for this session. Remember, the transformation or the progress is only in applying it. When you try it on, even when you have mistakes, even when you make mistakes, even when you fail doing it, trying it on is where we see the transformation. And so everything that we do works because we apply the learning to our life, our work, and our leadership. So we've been looking at what do you do when there's not enough time for leadership development. We've looked at three fast action steps. On the next session, I'm going to show you fast action step number four, how to use these tools to set up your calendar in a little more detail. And this is where we bring everything together. So remember, we're not trying to get it perfect. I know this is a lot to digest. We're not trying to get it perfect. We just want to take the next step. So complete your action items, and I'll see you in the next session.